Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Senator Jay Costa joins us this morning. Welcome back, Senator, and good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
First question, how much sleep have you gotten?
Oh, it's been lacking a lot of sleep. Early this morning, late last night, we were in session. And but listen, we're ready to go and wrap things up by the end of the day.
That's what a lot of Pennsylvanians want to hear, both parties and citizens. So what was the turning point to get a deal done?
I think recognizing that we all need to compromise both on the general appropriation or budget bill and also on policy matters. And I think the last week or so in earnest, each of the parties along with the governor worked hard to get there. And I think that's why we ended up at this spot where I think we're going to see strong support for both the GA bill, which is the spending bill, and also some of the policy matters. So I think it's been the work the last week or so, recognizing that we needed to get it done.
What are some of the highlights from your take on this that you want Pennsylvanians to know?
I want them to know, I think, that first and foremost, that we're sorry it took so long to get to this point, but we are here. It recognizes that both parties have interests in terms of policy and in terms of spending. It's a compromise budget and on policy as well. Folks could expect to see significant investments in education. We'll continue in the second year of what's been known as the adequacy program. Commonwealth Court ruled that we needed to make investments in adequate funding across the Commonwealth. We're going to do that with $526 million, $40 million in special education funding. We're looking at something referred to as cyber charter reforms that needed to be done for a significant amount. So those are some of the highlights in terms of the education spend. But there's a number of other things that we're working on. One of the things relates to in the space regarding what's called child care earned income tax credit. We're going to build upon what we've done in the past when we've created a child dependent care tax credit program for Pennsylvania. And now this year we're going to start an earned income tax credit, which allows people who qualify for the federal earned income tax credit to take 10% of that amount. I would tell you, Larry, that reaches probably about close to 90,000 households in Pennsylvania, in Allegheny County. And it's a significant investment, a start of a really thing to help folks be able to afford what they can do. So it's an affordability issue, and we're proud to be able to advance that along with what we've done in the past. Those are some of the major items. We're looking also in terms of student-teacher stipends, something we've worked hard on for a number of years. We're going to grow that. And then some of the policy space, I mentioned to you some of the main items. One of the things that we're not able to do is be able to get a transit and transportation funding source together. And that's something we're going to come back to continue to have that conversation going forward. But those are some of the major highlights. There are no tax increases, no cuts to lines from previous years. And as I mentioned, the spend number represents splitting the difference between where Senate Republicans for the most part were and where Democrats were.
No tax increase. I did hear that correctly. That's probably number one
yes,
what people want to hear.
Yes, no tax increase, and we're able to utilize the resources that we have right now and position us well going forward. We expect to have at least a $200 million surplus at the end of this year, not counting what we may generate in additional revenue this year. So we'll be positioned well to go into next year as well to have conversations.
We're with Senator Jay Costa. That said, before you go, Senator, I really appreciate your time. Is how long will it take to unwind the organizations that have not been funded due to this impasse?
So it shouldn't take long at all. I think everyone's poised to be able to, once we sign, the governor signs the budget, I imagine by late today, they'll begin the process to release funds to these organizations. And I believe we haven't finalized everything exactly yet, but I think we'll be able to provide some support to those organizations that had to go out and borrow funds, provide them help with respect to interest that they had to pay along those lines. It's not a whole lot in the scheme of things, but I think it's a support, particularly those smaller agencies that really work around the edges and provide services, for example, in the communities. But I think resources will be going out very quickly. I mean, folks have been prepped to be able to do this, and we're going to flip the switch and start sending resources out as quickly as possible.
Really appreciate the update. Thank you, and congratulations to all for finally getting it done.
Thanks, Larry. Have a good day now.
Well, we will now. Thank you. Senator Jay Costa on the Big K Morning Show. And you heard it first here. So they'll unravel the details, but getting a deal done, important to a lot of people. You know what they're doing down there.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.